This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Federal Trade Commission has now closed its investigation into a company called Nile Luxury Goods. At issue, whether that firm overstated the extent to which its Made in America wristwatches are really made in America. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has more.
The FTC says in order to say a product is made in or built in the U.S., the significant parts, processing, and labor going into it have to be of U.S. origin, which is apparently not easy for watch manufacturers to promise.
From my personal opinion, there are no companies in the U.S. right now that could truthfully use the Made in the USA label.
Nicholas Manousis is vice president of the Horological Society of New York, which calls itself the nation's oldest watchmaking guild. He says key watch components, called movements, are often made abroad, like in Switzerland. Manousis is skeptical of what he sees as a growing number of watch companies using the Made in USA slogan. Take Shinola, which touts its American-made high-end products. Founder Tom Kartsotis stands by the idea that his company's pricey watches are built in Detroit, even if some components come from Switzerland or China.
Well, I think it's an actual closest representation as to what we're doing.
Furthermore, Kartsotis says the firm's website clarifies foreign sourcing of materials. For its part, the FTC isn't commenting on individual companies. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.